Blog Talk Radio.
Work away the pain that I feel at times. I know it ain't gonna help me if I keep it all in, so I wipe away a tear for my family and friends. And then I try to avoid the catastrophe when I set ahead and just to let me be. See, everybody needs a little time to think. Keep yourself on the right track, move your feet, cause if you're going too slow, then your shoes will last. You can buy a new pair when you're walking fast. The path that I take makes my peace feel. Take a walk in my shoes and I'll show you grit.
Girl Hunter, make sure you follow me at Hunter the One. You're listening to Miss P on the Intune Show. get in tune.
Hey, babies. How are you doing tonight? I'm super excited to have the opportunity to talk to someone very, 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 very creative, talented, and just, you know, setting the pace for clothing and style and women out there is just amazing, and I'm glad we have this opportunity tonight. Original Tomboy developed out of a necessity of something new and fresh in today's women's wear landscape. So it is a pleasure that we have Miss Alicia Hardesty on the air in like 2 seconds. For all those who want to, you know, give her a ring and show some love, you can dial in at 818-495-6975 and you'll be live. But remember to keep it respectful, okay? We're also going to give you some links and everything because we want to make sure that at the end of this interview, you guys are supporting, you are purchasing, and you are staying in tune for all good things that's coming from Original Tomboy, or should I say the Original Tomboy. You can go to the website at www.theoriginaltomboy.com. You can find her everywhere under Original Tomboy, which I think is, you know, that's a good public and marketing strategy. So it's just easy and accessible, okay? So without further ado, because you guys hear me all the time, we're going to bring on our guest of the evening, Miss Alicia Hardesty. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Good, 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 good. Just really, really excited to get the opportunity to talk to you tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you too.
Yay.
Radio interviews are always fun. Yeah.
Awesome. So for all our listeners who are just getting in tune with your style and your name and, you know, everything about Alicia tonight, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm the designer, founder behind Original Tomboy. And a little bit more about Original Tomboy. It's really designed to bring something new to women who are always looking for something that's not there. You know, like those of us who are always going to the men's section because we don't like what there is in the women's wear. And this, you know, the fit's always off. It's, you know, there's not enough pockets. You know, things like that that even, you know, outside of lesbian, you know, butch women, yeah, a lot of street women I find, you know, have these things in common as well. Like there's a lot of things about women's wear, especially what we, you know, what we have access to that we don't like. And that's what I'm trying to do with Original Tomboy is bring something new to the market that truly does blend men's wear details with, you know, women's wear so that it's something that's diverse and universal at the same time.
Absolutely, and that's very well stated. And, you know, my major question is this, and I'm sure there's a lot of other women out there that's built like Miss P, that has a little bit more, that, you know, that put in some clothing. You know, do you design,
right,
and, you know, for us women that are, you know, a little round or thick or have more of?
Yeah, well, I do. Well, the thing about, you know, when you take, especially with collection pieces, when you take it into production, it's difficult to do a, you know, a size range from, you know, extra small to like a double XL, for example. So like what I did from my size run, when my first run of production with the first few pieces I did, was that I built it into the breakdown of the sizes. So like, you know, my sizes run big. So if you normally wear, you know, an extra large in women's, you could fit a large. If you normally wear a double XL, you would wear an extra large, that kind of thing. So, and then again, you know, all of my stuff is based out of menswear, so it naturally runs a little bit bigger. There's a little more room in the hips. There's a little more, you know, the rise is longer. So if you have a little more room in your butt or your hips a little wider, like it's going to fit you depending on your body type. So that's the good thing about the way that I build, you know, that I build the brand. And also, you know, I do custom work. Like I just did a custom suit for a client who was a previous Heisman Trophy winner. So, you know, I do things like that. And she, you know, she had a very specific body type. She didn't, you know, usually she'll go and buy a men's suit and have it tailored to her, you know, before she goes to an event. So, you know, I do a lot of things like that as well. But it really just depends. You know, if you're looking for something that's a little more custom fitted, like that's definitely something I do as well.
Absolutely. And that's so good to hear because, you know, my body shape is so weird. Alicia is ridiculous. It's like more on top, less on the bottom. And then sometimes the waist is too big, the thigh, you know, so it's just kind of weird. So it's really, really exciting to know that you do customize, you know, clothing. So that's a big plus for all you ladies out there that have a little bit more to put in some fabric. I'm trying to be nice.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody's shaped a little bit different, especially with women. It's like, you know, we come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. So, and I understand that. And, you know, what I'm all about, especially with Original Tomboy, is creating things that people can wear, people relate to, and something that they really like and that they feel good in. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, because I was checking out some of your stuff online, and you have some cute little jumpers, and I'm just like, I could wear that, and I could wear that, and
totally.
Look at that vest.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, and it's stuff that's, you know, it's versatile. A lot of different people, you can style it all kinds of ways, and, you know, a lot of these pieces, a lot of different body types can fit into it. You know, you might see it online, because it's difficult shopping online, but you might see it and think, oh, I can't wear that, but then you actually try it on, you're like, wow, this fits me way better than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we can tell that you're very passionate and dedicated to, you know, each piece that you craft and just your brand in general. So what does fashion mean to you overall? Because it seems like it means, like, a hell of a lot. Everything is, like, already
right. Keyed
in, you know. So that's,
something I've been working on for a while. I decided back in high school this was the avenue I wanted to take. And it's, you know, I've been paying attention to details and dissecting garments since then, pretty much. And, you know, there's a lot of conviction behind what I do, and there's a point to everything, you know. I do some stuff I do for the sake of creating, but for the most part, I'm a designer. And I think for me, fashion has to be, it has to be some aspect of function to it. And there's no point in it if people aren't using it and wearing it and doing something with it.
Absolutely. So being from Kentucky, how would you describe
the
city's fashion there?
Well, honestly, right now I'm based in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm from Kentucky originally. I grew up in the country. I've been living in Los Angeles for the past few years, but coming back to Kentucky is interesting because, you know, Louisville seems to be stepping up its game in terms of fashion a little bit. And, you know, it's starting to pick up a little bit, you know, on the hipster culture. It's starting to pick up a little bit on the hip-hop stuff, too. It's kind of got its own vibe, and everything is, you know, everything's pretty low-key overall. But I think, you know, what a lot of Original Tomboy is inspired by me growing up in Kentucky. I grew up a tomboy, so there's a lot of those details. But, you know, I try to mix a little bit of vintage inspiration and, you know, kind of modern design aesthetics at the same time. And, you know, the concept behind Original Tomboy is something new that's to a state like Kentucky. But what's interesting about it is that I, you know, run into a lot of guys that really like it. They like the aesthetic. But then I also run into a lot of, you know, a lot of women who know what it means to be a tomboy, you know, growing up in the country and stuff like that. They really like the stuff, too. So it's interesting.
Yeah, definitely. So tell me, you know, what's the first article of clothing you have ever designed? What was it?
I think, well, you know, I started messing around with stuff whenever I was, like, the first couple years of college, before I really knew how to do anything, before I knew how to sew, before I knew how to do anything. All I knew how to do was cut things apart, and, like, I would use fabric glue and hand sewing, whatever I could do, because I didn't have a machine at the time. I would do things like that to kind of put things back together, and I did this really weird off-the-wall, like, skirt, because that's the only, like, working with what I had, that was the only way I knew how to put something together. And then the first thing I made was in college. And everybody, you know, the first thing you really learn how to do in college when you go to school for this is a skirt. Simple, pattern is simple, you know, construction is simple. And I didn't want to do a skirt. So what I did was I drafted a pair of pants and put that together and did all these really cool, funky little details. And that's kind of where I really, you know, really got into, because I, you know, I'm a fanatic for pants. So that's kind of where I first really got into that passion of mine.
Right. So are there any, you know, designers out there that you can say kind of aided in, you know, your creativity or your style or, you know, anything that you've taken away from them that you now, like, you know, configurating into your own thing?
Yeah. Well, you know, Chanel is one of the ones I give big props to for not only design-wise. I don't necessarily look to her as far as specific design features. Sometimes the silhouettes, like a lot of her stuff she did in the 20s, where she did the drop waistbands and stuff like that. I actually use that as inspiration for one of my challenges on Project Runway, was the dropped waistband, just because it's something different, and I think she was really cool for doing that. And also she was, you know, I give her credit for starting the revolution for women wearing pants. Like, things like that are really what inspire me. So designers who go out and do things like that that are really, really different just because it works and it's different, and then people catch on later. So she's definitely at the top of the list.
Definitely. Alicia, it's crazy. It's crazy because I really, like, sit down and think about fashion a lot, and I'd be like, sometimes I just want to mix it all up, and then sometimes I just want to be all like, okay, I want everything to blend. I mean, for today, being a designer, it's for today's style. What's the end? Because right now I'm so lost. I need you to tell me what's in.
Right? There's a little bit of everything. I mean, right now for me, what I just recently, I know the, you know, the graphics and graphic tees and stuff like that and bright colors and prints, those are kind of in and out almost like every couple of months, it seems like. So like, but for me, I think this summer what I've been trying to do is mix up a pop of color here and there, but in like a less obvious way. Like I'll use like tones of a certain color, like, you know, a certain color green in shoes, and then maybe a pop of green in the graphic on a shirt or some different things like that. I don't think it's about, especially when it comes to streetwear, it's not about being as obvious as it used to be, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And mixing it up with, and just being really careful with, if you do prints, I know Aztec has been really popular, and I've done some Aztec stuff recently too, but, you know, playing with prints but not doing anything too crazy, and then just playing with color, I think, is even bigger, and playing with silhouette, but doing it really clever, you know, doing something that kind of looks sophisticated, but you don't really try too hard to do it. That makes
absolutely
sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I'm going to start, like, saying, Alicia, what do you think of this? And no, I'm just kidding. I won't bother you with that.
Right.
But. But it definitely makes me want to ask questions more frequently from you. So tell me, as far as, like, you being on the Project Runway, how was that, like, how did you even get started in that?
Well, honestly, how I got started, I put in the application. I knew that the that the casting was, when I put in the application, it was literally the last day of the casting for season. They were casting season 10 and 11 at the same time. And I put in my application a week later. I got a call saying that I had the interview in front of the judges. So, and at that time, it was perfect timing for me because I just finished getting the sample collection together for Original Tomboy, like the very first samples I had. I had done the photo shoot and everything, so I had a lot of really great photos. I had great samples. So I went in with all of that, and, you know, it was a collection. It was really different. They really loved it, and they liked me. And so it all went really well from the beginning. And, you know, I went through the whole process, meeting with the producers and all that good stuff. And then I got the call, like a week before they flew us out, that I was going to be on season 10. And then I was there filming for 5 weeks. And then the day we got out was the first day, it was the first showing of the season. So it was all quick and crazy.
But it had to be exciting. It had to be exciting. But you seem like you kept it cool, though.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's how I deal with stress. I kind of, you know, I usually keep my cool pretty much, especially if it's dramatic or, you know, you get the cameras in your face and you got people going doing all kinds of stuff and crying because zippers won't work and all this stuff. Like, I'm not the type to just jump in and be like, oh, my God, I know, this is so awful. I'm going to be like, ooh. And I'm going to step away because I won't deal with it. But, yeah, I mean, I was able to keep my cool for the most part. And I was pretty true to myself, you know. I got a little, you know, I'm sarcastic. So, for the most part, I got to show my true colors in the interviews and stuff like that when, you know, you have your time and, you know, you get your time to say what you need to say. So, but I think I kept it pretty true to myself and kept my cool.
Yeah, you did. I was like, what the hell? I probably would have had a heart attack. Or you know, how those people were crying over zippers.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I know there were times when I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have my breakdown. I'm going to have my breakdown. Yeah, I thought it was coming, but I kept it together.
Awesome. So I also just viewed one of Pink's videos, and I see you standing there.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get in that? How did you get in there with Pink? I think she's just so cool.
Yeah, she was pretty cool, actually. I went to... I went to the casting for that video. I think I went in for something else. I can't remember what. But they pulled me aside, and they were like, here. And they gave me the little poster with my name and something on it. It said homeless teen. They're like, here, we want you to audition for this. I'm like, okay. So I did, and all I did was pretty much just stand there and take a picture, and then they called me and said they wanted me in it. So that's what I was. I went in. I actually went in with my own clothes. I had these really holy jeans, and that was my own flannel that I went in with, and they just put some makeup on me, made me look dirty. That was it, but it was fun.
Definitely, but it seems like a lot of amazing things are just, like, flying your way. Like things that you're not even really like, oh, let me just do this to see what happens, and then you just got it. That's so amazing. How did you make you feel?
That's kind of how it's been going. I mean, everything's been going, you know, it's a mix of like reaching out and a mix of things coming my way. But, you know, my fiance, she's been like, she's been on point with my marketing and branding, and, you know, she's always taking pictures of me and candids of me, and she knows what people want to see out of me. So it works for me because she knows exactly what she needs to get out of me, and she knows how to get it. So I've been, you know, that's been helping us a lot with reaching out and getting new fans and getting into new markets. Like, I just did a couple of interviews for some publications in the UK. So, you know, and I'm trying to break into some international markets coming up this year too. So that's going to be really exciting. And I have some work coming up, hopefully, you know, I have a couple meetings later in June with Amnesty International, so I'll probably be doing some work with them towards the end of this year as well.
That's amazing and awesome, and, you know, big hugs and love to your fiancé, because it takes a strong woman to, you know, just be there with you through all of this stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Especially
it's
in the community, the lesbian community, exactly.
Yeah.
There's always some
There's
drama.
There's always... You know, yeah, right? There's always, and people just, they say what they want to say.
Yeah, I get your
like,
drip.
Hey.
I get your drip.
I didn't do it. I didn't say
right?
it.
It wasn't me. I didn't even look at that. I see the R. I turned my page.
Right?
I turned the page.
Right?
Like, I didn't even read it. I didn't read it.
Exactly.
So is there anything that you dislike about designing anything? And I know that may sound like a little outlandish, but, I mean, even the things that I create, every piece I don't like. So is there anything that you dislike about anything you do?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a few things. There's certain things about the design process that I like more than others, obviously. As a designer, one of the toughest things for me is the, you know, finding the sweet spot between creating cool things that you just know are cool and that you know people would dig, but it's like getting the customer in that same mind frame. You know, like you really have to do the work, not just design it and come up with cool stuff, but you really have to do the work to showcase it so that people get it. Like that's been the toughest thing for me with Original Tomboy is making sure that, you know, the market, and it's a few different markets that it appeals to, but making sure that not only they see it in the way that they need to see it, but that it transforms into something that they're going to actually buy and wear. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's probably the toughest thing as a designer. And then the other thing is, honestly, everybody always wants something from you. You know what I mean? Like, people be like, yeah, I like that. I'm like, all right, well, I don't do this shit for free.
Right, like,
you
buy
know?
It.
Like, yeah, a lot. I mean, a lot of people do that. And there's some times where, you know, you're going to give somebody, you're developing a relationship with someone, or,
right.
you know, they're going to do this for you or show it in this way, or they're going to be at this event. So, you know, there's kind of a trade-off. There's a lot of
right.
trade going on, especially when you're starting out. There's a lot of trading. But, you know, at some point you got to get out of the trading and into the, you know, the money exchange, and that's where it's hard because people are like, yeah, and I need a sponsor. And I'm like, well, me too. You know, I can't be sponsoring everybody.
Exactly. That is so true and it's real. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that out there because there are a lot of people that, you know, will try to take advantage. I won't even say take advantage. On some slate, yeah, it's like taking advantage in a way. But, damn it, you know,
I mean,
like
yeah,
you said
it. It is. You just gotta know your boundaries, know your limits, and you can't
Please.
Make yourself so accessible, and you can't do everything for everybody. You have to remember that. You can't make everybody happy. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
people also, you have to remember that people don't know what goes into everything that you do. Like, even people that I've worked with, they don't understand, you know, because they don't do what I do. They're not in the industry. They don't get everything that goes into what you have to do. Like, you know, it's not just a graphic T-shirt, or it's not just a jacket. It's not just this. Like, all this other stuff has to go on. Somebody has to do it. You know,
exactly.
So that's, you know, people don't understand that a lot of times, but that's okay. They'll, you know, educate them and they get it.
Okay, or just act like I, you know, when deaf, like I hear nothing, you know.
Right.
I read
too.
Nothing either.
I read nothing, hear nothing. What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. So
yeah.
Describe, like, the general process you go through in order to start designing, or, you know, do you come up with, like, this whole big thing? Is it, like, a process? Because I just saw on a little YouTube, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a little clip or whatever, that you and your fiancé say, hey, she's like, hey, I know when she's in this room, like, stay out of there, you know? So is it, like, the art just come to you, or how do you come up with your concepts?
Well, it just depends. I mean, it depends on the project. Like, if I have a specific show I'm getting ready for, I'll just kind of, I'll sit back and I'll try to do everything as a collection, so it's not, you know, so I can sit back and I'll put everything up on the wall. Like, I'll start with some sketches, some swatches, and so I know what fabric I'm working with, and I'll start getting ideas for trends. It really just depends. I mean, honestly, I don't have, like, right now I don't have the, well, I don't have the time and I don't have the luxury to just be like, oh, I have this whole collection inspired by this movie or inspired by this. Like, I kind of just go with, you know, I have specific projects I'm working on, and then if a cool show comes up that I got to get ready for, then I'll mix kind of what I have already, and I'll throw in some really cool new stuff. But it really just depends. I like to know what I'm dealing with and work backwards, you know what I mean? And then just kind of go, you know, I see the end, and then I kind of come back and then work my way to it.
Awesome. Awesome. So my thing is this, too. Now, I've been Googling, and yes, she's searchable, guys, very searchable. And there's some great pants that you have on a model, okay? And they have some buttons on them. I'm going to have to send that picture to you because I think I may need to put that
the
order in.
Runway?
Yes. I was
pants
are so sick.
Yeah, that was my first challenge on the show. Yeah, I was really happy with those, actually. A lot of people like those. Yeah.
They are hot.
Yeah, definitely. Send me an email, and we can put in that order.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to do it for free, guys, okay? No freebie here. I want those pants, though, okay? Paying for them.
Definitely.
We just said, that's right. She's paying, okay? So I had a question sent to my phone, and the question was, what type of models do you like working with?
Well, I've worked with so many different looks, and honestly, I've worked with different body types. I've worked with different skin colors and different. I've worked with guys and girls, all in the same stuff. I like to. It depends on what I'm shooting and what the scene is, whatever what the environment is. But I like to use models that are girly looking. I like to use models in art that have a body that can show, you know, that can show off some of this stuff. I also like to use models that are androgynous, you know, and I also like to use guys. I don't like to go too young with the models, and I'd like to, like, coming up probably at the end of this summer, I want to do a photo shoot here in Kentucky, or not necessarily Kentucky, but a more rural photo shoot where we kind of bring out the, you know, the original inspiration for the brand. And I'd like to get, you know, a couple different age groups and a couple different, just really different looks for the brand whenever we do the shoot.
Sweet. I mean, that's good. I mean, because, you know, I've talked to plenty of designers, and they're like, listen, you have to be a size 4 or a 6, and
no.
That's it.
Yeah, I get
I
mean, I just did a fashion show, Derby City Fashion Week, and there's some models I couldn't even work with because they were too damn skinny. I was like, really? Like, none of this stuff's going to fit you. I can't use you. So, I mean, I don't like, you know, some stuff looks really cool on just a tall, skinny person. It just does. But I know what pieces are made to do that. You know, like when it's coming down the runway, it just looks cool. But there are some pieces that look better on somebody that's going to fill it out. I don't need everybody to look like a rail. You know what I mean?
A rail.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't know why I'm getting a kick out of that. You know, maybe because you're a designer and you're saying it, you know, because like I said, I know a few, and it's just like everything has to be a certain way or don't even think about it. Seriously.
Well,
so
also,
it's awesome.
I'm not your typical designer either. I'm a little, you know. So I like to do things a little different.
Absolutely. So what other experience do you have in the fashion industry as far as like styling or retail marketing? Is there anything else that, you know, you got under your belt?
I mean, I mostly have designing experience. Whenever I've worked for big corporation, I've worked for a smaller label. You know, when I was in New York, I worked for Aeropostale for when they used to own the label Jimmy's. I think it's owned by somebody else now, but they used to own it. And I did, you know, designer for men's knits. But what's cool about that is that, you know, I got to see the whole process kind of. I mean, all the production was done overseas, but there's a lot of things I came to understand very quickly. You know, I got to see the merchandising of it. I see how sales works. I see how a lot of things work on a big scale. You know what I mean? And then working for a small label in Los Angeles, it was like I got to see how domestic production works and how really it takes a lot of running around sometimes and you're getting started. And, you know, I got to see the hands-on aspect of it as well. So, you know, I've not worked specifically just in sales or just in marketing, but I've definitely gotten a good understanding of how all of it works.
Absolutely. That's amazing. And it's important that, you know, anything that you take on, you should kind of know everything surrounding that whole, like, realm.
I don't claim to know everything by far, but, you know, it helps to have an understanding. And, you know kind of what help to look for and where to steer it. And, you know, I don't always know exactly where I'm taking Original Tomboy, but, you know, I know what it takes to get there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, you're already doing it. You know, just said, hey, you know, I'm going to be doing this year. I'm going to be in this video. I'm going to be, you know, doing this. No one knows. And it's the fact that you're just putting it out there and you just with a, oh, let me just see what happens. And then you're there. You know
I mean, that's how I've gotten to where I am. That's how I got into the industry in the first place, because I just said, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go here. And then things, you know, when you put yourself out there, things start falling into place.
That's right. That's right. Say that again, Alicia. People need to hear that, even me. Say it.
When you put yourself out there, things start falling into place, let me tell you.
Absolutely. So where can people go to, you know, shop?
Well, I have the originaltomboy.com. That's where you can go online. And the store is just opened back up. It was down for a couple of weeks. So I've revamped it a little bit, and I'm still kind of building up the branding portion of it. But I have a store in Louisville. If anybody is in the tri-state area or the surrounding area, in Louisville, Kentucky, I have the Collection and Gift Horse, which is on South 4th Street. It's this really, really cool boutique downtown. It's got, like, a touch of Kentucky, but it's a super cool modern store. And they have some other cool women's wear brands in there. But later this summer, they're opening up the men's part of their store, which is cool for me because I'm going to do a menswear collaboration. And I love menswear. That's my background. And that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from. So that's going to be fun. But for right now, I have Original Tomboy in there. And you can find it there or you can get it online. And I always take, you know, emails and orders from people, you know, through email, originaltomboy@gmail.com or info@theoriginaltomboy, any of those.
Absolutely. And pretty much, guys, you can definitely just throw her name into Google and there you go.
I think you can even get the email when you Google it. And also Pride in Louisville is going on this weekend. So we're going to be there selling I have two new Dreddy shirts, a T-shirt and a tank. So we're going to be selling those at Pride this weekend.
Sweet. That's so sweet. Yeah. It's so awesome. And I'm just, like, so in awe of everything. But I just have one more question, you know, in terms of, like, this fabric that I was just put onto. Sorry, you know, I'm like 90 years old behind the scenes. I don't know nothing. I'm just learning as I go.
Yeah.
Is there a trend of using, like, do you have a trend of using, like, organic fabric, or have you ever heard of this? Because this is the first time I've heard of it.
Organic fabric?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have something else to mention before we get
off. Sure.
Organic fabric. I just got some swatches from one of my vendors. It's been around for a while. Like I used to my first job or internship was with Loom State, which is an organic cotton company. Like they do organic denim, they do organic, you know, cotton knits, all that good stuff. So people have been doing it. It's part of this eco-friendly movement that's really cool, but it's very niche. You know what I mean? And it costs a little bit more money, but it's, you know, it's just if you're into organic and if that's the avenue that you like to take with food, you know, it's a cool option to have as, you know, as clothing, because if that's what you're focused on, that's the kind of stuff you want to buy, and that's where you want to put your money, it's good to have those options to put on your body as well. There's not very much of it out there, but it's becoming a bigger trend. And I don't have any in my collection right now, not organic. I have a lot of cotton, like made U.S. denims, but I do have some swatches that I'm looking at for 2014. So I might next year have some organic cotton.
Yeah, definitely. Even if it's just like probably like a little piece, because, you know, a lot of us probably can't afford the whole shirt. There's a little piece of the shirt. No, I'm just kidding, Alicia. Like, put just a very
small
piece on it.
You know, it's actually not as bad. Right. I have an organic button on the shirt if you want. The rest of it,
okay.
I
could put a freaking stitch of organic thread in it. Just, you know, just one inch up the shirt. Okay. And you could tell people it's in there.
Exactly.
So what advice would you give someone who was, you know, ready to jump into, you know, fashion?
What advice? I mean, what I did was, I mean, I went to school. I found the school that I wanted to go to, and I, you know, got into a program. The quickest way for you to do whatever you got to do to learn the basics and get those out of the way. Like, you don't have to rush through a program, but you don't necessarily have to go through a program, but make sure you have the skills before you could just go into the industry, because they're not going to take you serious unless you have a really impressive internship or something like that. I mean, these days it seems like the best route is to at least go through a 2-year program, and you don't have to go to school in New York or LA. You don't have to do that in order to get into the industry. I didn't. I went to Colorado State, and then I got an internship in New York. And the internship I got on my own. Like, I found a company that I wanted to go to, and I said, hey, I want to do an internship. And I went out to New York before I even had it. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to, you know, if there's a specific place you want to go, focus on that and then kind of make your way there. You know what I mean? But there's a lot to learn, you know, in the beginning. And some of it you'll think, you know, if I'm going to be working for a company, I'm not going to need to know this. But you'll need to know it. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes into being a designer.
Absolutely. Well, you're living proof that, you know, anything is possible to me, and I'm sure to our listeners it's very, very inspiring. So it's been, like, such a pleasure to even talk to you, because you also have a great personality. See, because you never know how people are going to come to you when you get to talk to them for the first time.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You never know. I mean,
you never know.
Same for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. Even with magazine interviews, you never know how it's going to come out later. You never know, you know, nothing ever goes exactly how you think it will. But, no, this is a good interview. Definitely thanks for the opportunity.
Yay.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to make sure to mention, as far as, you know, how to find me, you can Google me, of course,
yes,
all that good stuff.
Definitely.
But we do a lot of stuff on Instagram, and we just got a Vine account, so we're going to be posting videos and stuff like that. But we're super active on Instagram. We have a lot of cool photos. Like, anything that I have in the collection or anything new, you're going to see it there first, and you'll see me wearing it, so you'll see how to style it, see how to wear it. And it's just kind of like, you know, very personal with me, because it's, you know, you see me all the time on Instagram. Like, I'm taking pictures, I've got new stuff, and, you know, all that good stuff. So that's a good place to keep up with me.
Yeah, well, do they get you as Original Tomboy on Instagram as well?
Yeah.
Okay, she stays consistent. That's right. She stays consistent. And that's so good in, you know, marketing. Hell yeah. So I'm definitely with that. So definitely, guys, check her out. As she said, you can definitely Google her or be like me, like a research guru, you know, and I always put stuff in backwards and sideways, and I'll find you. No.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's good because it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff on there. And I will go through sometimes and be like, what? Where did this come from? What the hell is this?
Right.
I didn't
exactly.
That.
Like I was in there binge eating. Now you looking? No, they caught me. No, right. I'm just kidding. But I definitely wanted you to know that, you know, it was amazing talking to you tonight, and we're definitely family in my book. So if there's anything that, you know, we can support as far as, like, you know, new projects that you have going on, we can put it out there to our 59K listeners. We're also on iTunes. All our links are archived, can't even talk. And you can go to the intuneshow.com, you know, and stay connected because I'm going to add you on my, hit up list.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
On my website. So I will be getting to you because I need my pants and probably something else and something else and something
Sounds
else.
Good.
But if I get on your nerves, just let me know, and I'll see it like once a month instead of every other day. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, Alicia, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with before I let you go?
This is a movement I'm trying to do in fashion, not just with, you know, T-shirts, but with really – really cool stuff in fashion for those of us in the middle, with where we don't really know where to go. This is where you go. So Original Tomboy, that's where you go. And yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much, Alicia. You have a great night, and big hugs and love to you and your fiance. Keep doing what you're doing.
You too. All right,
have
you.
A good night.
Well.
Bye bye.
Right, you too.
Yay! That was Alicia, guys. So awesome. You guys know I'm silly, and I love when I can get someone on the show that I can crack up with. There's nothing better, in my opinion. So for all those who have tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say I love and appreciate you. I want to give a shout-out to Hunter the One for that song, My Shoes, because every woman out there, you know, you can't just have one pair of shoes. When they're out there giving out that lingo about, you know, we wear so many hats. Yeah, I love hats too, but definitely the shoes are what keep us ladies going. So tune in tomorrow night as we'll be talking to AMIL, and we're going to be talking to Ben Frank, so I'm really excited to get to talk to him. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m., baby, stay in tune with Miss P because I definitely want to stay in tune with you. Until next time, big hugs, all love. Good night.
I'm in tune.